We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph, and we are starting three lines from the top, the two dots. It said in the Mishnah, someone decided to say like this. He said, my wife's pregnant, I'm giving the Uber a present right now, and we'll see in the Gemara Amud Beis how you give a present to Uber. But here, you're giving a present to Uber. You say, if it's a Zachar, I'm giving $100. If it's in a cave, I'm giving $200. That means in his... Not Yerusha. A present, no. He's living not 100 years. He's giving the Uber a present, and the Uber is kind of the present. He said, if it's a Zachar, it's going to be $100. If it's a Kevin, it'll be $200. Now, if the Mishnah gives such a case, that means that the Mishnah understands that it's a very normal thing. You'll give a Zachar $100 and a Kevin $200, seemingly that somehow the Kevin is better in a way than a Zachar. So, Zachar Marla Maimra, the Bas Difalim Ben. It seems like that to this guy, he thinks that a bas is better than a ben. And so Gemara says, how could that be? Anyone does not leave over a son to be Yerushim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moleh Alav Evra. It means the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry at him. Shenemar says in the Pasuk, that if someone does not have a ben, it says, V'avartem es nachlosei lebitai. The Loshen V'avartem, which is an interesting Loshen. V'ein ha'avara ela evra. Which means something bad. Which you see, it could be talking about Gehenim there, that it's a terrible thing to leave over no sons. So you see, a son is much more important than a daughter. So how can you say that a bas is better? So Mara says, it's chaluk. Ahu, that pasuk v'avartem is in Yerusha ben Adifle. When it comes to Yerusha, it's better to leave over a son. You know why? Because the son keeps it in the family. A bas could get married out of the shevet, out of the family, and the next family gets that Yerusha. It's a son or a husband. Masha Inkain, if you have a son, you leave it in the family. So that's what got to be Yerusha. A son is better than a daughter. But harvacha bitay adifalei, when it comes to giving away a present, so you it's more important to give you his daughter. Why? Because she cannot go after her mezain as much as her zacha. And therefore, when it comes to havacha, it's more important to you that the daughter has panasa than the son, because the son will give us a chetzah, he'll get a job, he'll go collecting, he has a etzah. But a daughter is harder to support herself, and therefore, legabe havacha bita adifale. And that's when you're giving presents, you'll give more to the daughter. That's pshat number one, to answer the kasha in our Mishnah. That Yerusha is chaluk from a matan. V'shmul ama another tarets. Halcha v'karis askinah. Here we're talking about the firstborn. Now, in a keva firstborn is better than a ben firstborn. Ukudar v'chista. To amar v'chista, bas t'chila simen yofel abanim. A firstborn daughter is a simen yofel abanim. Why is a good simen? Tupshatim. Because the daughter will help bring up the children, and therefore she is like another mother, and that's a simen yafa. There's no ayin hara. Why is no ayin hara? Because when someone has sons, there's ayin hara. He has a lot of sons. If his first daughter doesn't realize what happens afterwards, there's no ayin hara. So it's saying that a firstborn daughter is taka good, is taka better, either because she helps bring up the brother, or because there's no ayin hara. So we touched ayin hara means because it looks, when you have a lot of sons, people get a little jealous. The mashal taich is a little different. Mashal taich is when you have a firstborn son, there's a pishnayim. Once it's a pishnayim, then a lot of jealousy happens, ayin hara happens. And therefore, it's not a good idea. Because then, there's problems with the Yerusha. I'll read what Loshi said. V'yashloim ad l'inya b'chayra kamar, k'shtiya bas t'chila lo yiyya b'char ben achim, v'tir b'chelik achim. Ava k'shiya ben t'chila, hum amayit chelik shar kal achim. He makes the other brothers less of a chalik. Behind him, l'shalt about ein abisha, the kshiya ben tchila, v'nit b'shnaim, ha'kol no'ista b'ayin hara, v'gam ochiv m'skanaboy. Everyone's jealous. First of all, the guy got pishnaim and the billionaire, wow. And then also, the brother's also jealous. And that's where you have ayin hara. Om Rav Chista. Rav Chista says, v'lididi bin samadif alay, mibnei. By me, daughters are better than sons. So Rashbam says, what does he mean to say? He doesn't mean to say, mevakeres, because that's not v'lididi. So he says, the Rishbam says, I hold the pshat like this, that his sons didn't live, and they're only his banas, and therefore he wanted more banas, because he saw the banas are going to live longer, live better. They were healthier. That's why he says, for me, daughters are better. Taisus is bothered by that, because Taisus says that we find he had a lot of banim that did that were around. Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda, Mayanuko bar Kashisha bnei Rav Chisda, Rav Chanan bar Rav Chisda, Rav Mari, Rav Pinchas bnei Rav Chisda, a lot of sons all over Shas. So he doesn't like Rashbam's pshat. He says, Nilu Ri, a different pshat. L'chama bintz medivale, mebane, you know why? He had very good son-in-laws, very good edims. V'yishay yuchasanav, g'day li'adar, Rava, Umar Ukva, Bachama, were all son-in-laws. So therefore, he said, he had very good son-in-laws. He says, my daughters are very good, they're very good son-in-laws. V'yibayi seima, another mahalach, we'll see if this is different. So far, the three mahalach we have is, l'inyim bas, you want to take care of them more, or talking about vakeres. Or Rav Chisda says, "Stam, by me, my daughters are better, maybe because there's good edims, good son-in-laws." Now, by saying, "By Hamani," the Manyama says that Bas is better. Our Mishnah is Hamani Rabbi Yehuda. Now, which Rabbi Yehuda? Hey, Rabbi Yehuda, Ilema Rabbi Yehuda the Bekoil, the Talmud and the Brayis that says, "Vashem Berach as Avram Bekoil." Ramea Oimer Shloihoyu LeBas. Ramea says, "No, Vashem Berach Avram Bekoil means he didn't have a daughter." What does that mean? That's a brach, he didn't have a daughter. The Ramban and Chumash says, because if he had a daughter, he would have to marry her off, and there was no one to marry off to. So that's why it's a brach. But Al-Kabon, he says, brach is he didn't have a bas. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Shehoi Saloi Bas. That she had a bas of a kol shema, it was called a kol. So you see, Yehuda, the daughter's a kvaldik. So Mar says, no, it's not a raya. Aimer, the Shamalei, Rabbi Yehuda, Bartalam, Mechas, Rei Rachman, Avram. All you see is that Avram even had a daughter. The Adifu Mebem, Yishamalei, you don't see that's better than a son. That you don't see already. So which Rabbi Yehuda is saying? How many Rabbi Yehuda that holds that a bas is better? That bas is better. Who said? So now the Stam Agav Tosfos interesting question. It said bas hayla b'kol shemos. Break Tosfos. In time of Lomalei Yisrael Yitzchak Lamadiyam Perakar Abba Mises the Ben Noach Muta Ba'achayse. Why didn't he marry off the Yitzchak? The same family. Yeshlem Hashem Ktana Hoysa Leirotza Dying LaYisrael Yitzchak is one Teretz. She was a Ktana. Nami Mahaga Hoysa. Maybe his daughter was from Hagar, not from Sarah. Says she had a bas, maybe it was from Hagar, not from Sarah. Interesting thesis. If you want to know if he had a bas, who was it from? Maybe from Hagar, very interesting thesis. So which Rabbi Yehuda is it? Elohor Rabbi Yehuda, Talent and Abraisa. Mitzvah lozunis abonois, but kavachoyma labonim to ask you a Torah, divra meir. The Braise says the mitzvah to give mezainis, because really, like the Rashbam speaks out, that the in Ksubis it says that there's no chiyev to give mezainis to your children. But there is a mitzvah because b'sarach aloy tesalim. But there's no chayva. You don't have to give it. It says that you could announce that this guy's going to support his children and try to force them, but there's no chiyev. But there's a mitzvah. And he says, mitzvah lozun sabonois v'kavachayim lebonim. It's even a bigger mitzvah to the sons. To ask you b'tayra, divrei Rameh. Rameh says, it's a bigger mitzvah to support your sons than your daughters because your sons learn Torah. Rabbi Yehuda, imer, mitzvah lozun sabonim v'kavachayim lebonim loy l'tazlon. That is a mitzvah to support the sons, and the kavachayim lebonim is because it's a bigger mezayin for them to collect. And this is the Rabbi Yehuda says that the mezayinus of the bonim is more important than the bonim. So that's what it means in our Mishnah that the doors are more important. And look at Rashbam, Hamani Rabbi Yehuda, it's higher up, Hamani Rabbi Yehuda. Mastisim Rabbi Yehuda, shechafetz b'havocha debas, kefarash lekameh, loy litzu. Frank, the Tosfos HaRosh, it's really a Rosh in the Shittim Kabbat says, but in the Magen Gemara, I printed it as a Tosfos HaRosh, the Lechayra, that's the same pshat like the first pshat. What was the first pshat? Why is the bas better? He said, because why your Rusha is better to have a son? Because it keeps it in the family. A bas, got matana, it's better because for her it's bazillion to go collecting. So isn't that Mamish Rabbi Yehuda? So that's not new Teretz, Hamad Rabbi Yehuda, the same Teretz. The same Teretz. I read the Lashon of the Rosh. Persh Rashbam, Rabbi Yehuda, Nichalei, Ba'avachas Abbas. Frank the Tosfos HaRosh, or a Rosh, but in the hero, Dim Kain, Hainu Shnuya Kama, the Kamali Nachla Ben Adib. So you could say, maybe because you have a name to it, it doesn't sound like it, it's very interesting. So Zok the Rosh, no, Rabbi Huda, Hokam, Rabbi Huda, the Sava, Mitzvah, Lozen, the Bonnets, Mishum Nadifle Binsa. The Pshan Rabbi Huda is not because you shouldn't get embarrassed. We have the Girsa, Loy Litzlon, the Rashbamari points out, it's not part of the Braisa, that's the Gemara talking. The Rosh says, we're not even going to use those words, that Yehuda holds bonos are better. That's what we have to support them. They are better than bonim. Don't say why. Whatever the reason is, they're better, and therefore that's the right. How many of Yehuda that bonos are better? So that's the bottom line. Pshat Mishnah says Matanamor. We have three pshatim technically, three or four pshatim. Really, three pshatim. Either pshat is havach of the bas odif, or mivakeres, or going according to Rabbi Yehuda. And we have to show next recording. We go weiter from Elohad to Tanya. We're talking about more about the Rusha, the presents that you're giving over to the Zohar and the Kaver.